Elliot Page, I stand with the trans, non-binary, and BIPOC Netflix employees protesting Dave Chappelle. By Hannah Blow on October 20, 2021. Transgender actor Elliot Page, formerly known as Ellen, expressed overarching support for Netflix employees staging a walkout as part of a protest of the streaming service refusing to remove Dave Chappelle's comedy special The Closer, where he asserts that gender is a fact, a basic notion rejected by far-left LGBTQIA+ activists who seek to replace the reality of biological sex with gender identity. I stand with the trans, non-binary, and BIPOC employees at Netflix fighting for more and better trans stories and a more inclusive workplace. Hashtag Netflix walkout, the Juno star said in a Wednesday tweet. The walkout, scheduled for Wednesday, October 20, was prompted by the comedian's special, in which he pokes fun of subjects including transgender vaginas and gay privilege. In the show, the comedian declared that gender is a fact and aligned himself with Team TERF, a reference to so-called trans-exclusionary radical feminists, as Breitbart News detailed, previewing the expected walkout. Watch below. In a video message, Ashley Marie Preston, organizer of the Stand Up in Solidarity rally, touted the support from others who condone the walkout, including Ashley Marie Preston, Jonathan Van Ness, Angelica Ross, Jamila Jamil, Mason Alexander Park, Kate Bornstein, Our Lady J, Sarah Ramirez, Peppermint, and Colton Haynes. Watch below. We respect the decision of any employee who chooses to walk out, and recognize we have much more work to do both within Netflix and in our content, Netflix said in a statement ahead of the walkout, adding that it understands the deep hurt that's been caused. Netflix co-CEO Ted Sarandos came under fire earlier this month after defending Chappelle's special and the company's decision to keep it. Several of you have also asked where we draw the line on hate. We don't allow titles on Netflix that are designed to incite hate or violence, and we don't believe The Closer crosses that line, he wrote in a memo. I recognize, however, that distinguishing between commentary and harm is hard, especially with stand-up comedy which exists to push boundaries. Some people find the art of stand-up to be mean-spirited, but our members enjoy it, and it's an important part of our content offering, he added.